Good morning, Thailand. Welcome to a strange week here at the Tiger. We are riding solo today as our intrepid traveler, Jay, is getting a tan down in Phuket. So he'll be joining us randomly throughout these next couple of weeks remotely to give us updates on what he's doing down there, wasting time away here from Bangkok. In the meantime, you still have me kicking around. So let's get into it. First things first, let's do some business news. So the IDC predicts that smartphone market in Thailand is going to remain stagnant in 2023. So the Thailand smartphone market experienced a significant decline in 2022 and is expected to remain stagnant due to inflationary concerns, rising interest rates, and a lackluster growth forecast for the Thai economy. Now, the IDC reported that 16.6 million smartphone shipments were made in 2022, marking a 21% decline from the previous year and the lowest number of units sold since 2014. The top five companies in Thailand in terms of market share are Samsung, Apple, Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi, respectively. Now, a market analyst at the IDC said he anticipates flat growth for the Thai smartphone market in 2023, due to all of these extra problems in the economy. However, my thoughts on this. The way we approach smartphones is changing. I don't think this is simply just a symptom of greater economic forces at play. I think the way we view our smartphones is not the same as we used to. Used to be, there's a new iPhone out every year. Maybe you skip this year, maybe you wait a second one. But I don't know. I feel like most people are running their phones into the ground these days, keeping them for 6, 7 years or as long as they'll last. So, what about you guys? Are you still buying smartphones every year, making sure you're up to date with the newest and best options? Because it seems like year after year, the changes aren't so significant. So, here the IDC is saying inflation, other problems with the economy, but also I think the way we treat our smartphones is very different. Frankie is on the every 2 years schedule, so I guess Frankie disagrees with me. Fair enough, Frankie. All right, anyways, moving on to the next story. We're hitting a little bit of crime news now. So, 14 teens have been arrested after a woman was killed in a knife attack. Now, police officers have arrested 14 teenage boys after one of them allegedly murdered a female motorcycle rider on a road in Nakhonsawan in the central part of Thailand on Saturday night. Officers from the Paisari police station managed to arrest the teenage gang after they fled the scene separately on March 18th. The students aged 16 to 17 go to a high school in the Tha Thago district of Nakhonsawan. Now, the main suspect, a 16-year-old, admitted he attacked the victim but claimed that he did not mean to. He said his knife accidentally slipped out of his hand and pierced the shoulder of the victim while he was brandishing it to his friends on the roadside. However, while Bo was traveling back home on motorcycle, a witness claims that this teenager had actually thrown the knife and struck the victim in the shoulder. By the time the victim had arrived at a police station, they had lost too much blood and succumbed to their wounds. Now, according to Section 288 of the criminal law, whoever murders another person with intent will face the death penalty or imprisonment for 15 to 20 years. However, the penalty for teenagers aged between 15 and 18 depends on the court's decision. So if the court agrees to punish the teenage subject, he will probably face half the penalty for an adult over 20 years old. So, what do you guys make of this story? This is a serious incident. Somebody died. This is a death. But was it the intent of the teenager to kill? That is kind of what's in question here. And that is going to be difficult to say. As you know, a knife was thrown, harm was intended, but death, especially with teenagers who are prone to mistakes, especially in groups like this, a group of 14 boys acting together with weapons, it's a recipe for disaster. So, what kind of punishment should be meted out for teenagers who break the law, especially in such a grievous way? Anyways, sad story. But let's move on. Now we're heading into some politics. Thailand has just dissolved parliament with immediate effect. So, Thailand's parliament has been dissolved upon an announcement published today in the Royal Gazette. His Majesty the King has endorsed the dissolution of the House of Representatives, kicking off the election season. So the Election Committee, or the EC, has tentatively set the date of the election for May 7th, 2023. But this will be confirmed later this week. The EC is required to confirm the date within 5 days. The election must take place between 45 and 60 days following today's dissolution of parliament. Voting is compulsory in Thailand. More than 52 million people are required to vote in the upcoming election, where the current Prime Minister Prayut seeks to extend his tenure for 2 more years. Voters will elect 500 members to the lower house in a two-ballot system. Then 100 seats will be allocated based on the proportion of votes each party receives. Now, Prayut faces a tough challenge from the Phu Thai Party's leader, Paithongtarn Shinawatra. Sorry, guys. I speak Chinese and Spanish. I'm working on my Thai. Cut me some slack. But she is the daughter of a former prime minister, and she has recently been polling higher than Prayut amongst Thai voters. So, this is an interesting question. Elections can happen pretty quickly in parliamentary systems. And then, also in Thailand, voting is compulsory. This is very different to other electoral systems like America or the UK, where voting is totally voluntary. Now, I'm sure the punishment for not voting is probably not very large. For example, in Australia, they also have compulsory voting, where it's about a $50 fine if you don't vote. So they're not throwing you in jail if you're not voting. But what do you guys think? Is this a better system for producing a better, more representative democracy? Or should we let people be free to abstain from their vote? Anyways, let me know what you guys think. On that note, we're going to take a quick little break. And after that, we will get into some fun news and some weird news. Talking about bees. We'll see you guys in a minute.
And join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Hello, this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy. If you find yourself down in Phuket, near Kamala, go and check it out with your friends and family. Lots of lights, lots of shows, lots of fun. Check it out. All right. Now let's get into the next story today, which is a bit of a feel-good one for us here in Thailand. And that is that Thailand's Penang curry was voted as the number one best stew in the world. So global cuisine website Taste Atlas awarded Thailand's Penang curry the top spot in their updated list of 100 best rated stews in the world, followed by Japanese curry at number 2, and Sichuan hot pot at number 3. Massaman curry also gained a spot in the top 10, voted number 8 best rated stew in the world. These are not the only Thai dishes that made the list. Others include Thai curry at number 14, green curry at 17, yellow curry at 33, red curry at 35, and Kanom Jin Nam Ya at 90. Well, how long is this list, man? I didn't know there were that many stews in the world. But Thailand claims a lot of those spots. Now, the origins of Thai Penang curry are shrouded in mystery. Now, due to its name, the dish is often associated with the Malaysian state of Penang. But there's little evidence to suggest that that dish actually originated there. Wherever it's from, delicious. I think we can agree on that. Now, in 2022, Taste Atlas riled up netizens with their best cuisines in the world list, and somehow Thai food, ranked at number 30, was beaten by cuisine from the United Kingdom at number 29, and the United States at number 8. All right, speaking as an American, all right, I can't attest to British food too much, but come on, there's a reputation there. You guys have earned it. I've seen your breakfasts. I'm down with the baked beans. You lose me with the mushrooms and the roasted tomato. Whatever. But I know American food. And I know that Thai food is vastly superior to traditional American food. All right. American breakfast. Give me your pancakes. Smother in syrup. Delicious. But you can't be eating that every day. Give me the Thai food every time. So, how much can we trust Taste Atlas on these rankings? They got it right for the Penang, but they didn't really get it right for the best cuisines in the world. So let me know what you guys think. What is your favorite food? And what is your favorite Thai dish? All right. Now, let's finish up with a weird one. Kazna trying to make me laugh. Hold on, I missed it. And then text symbol, you can... All right. Hey, I'm pretty cute, Kazna, okay? Like, I think I may not have the looks of some of the girls that came before me, but I'm working on it. So cut me some slack. All right. Anyways, Zoe, I'm with you. Alice doing a horrible job. Well, they got the Penang right. Let me know what you guys are thinking in the live chat. I love hearing your thoughts. All right, finally, let's end it with a really, really weird story. It has to do with a swarm of bees. So let's get into it. Turn it down. Bees attack a temple over loud music. Most people get annoyed when their neighbors blast loud music, but have you ever become so angry that you wanted to stab them with your butt? No? Then you mustn't be a bee. A swarm of bees did just that at a temple at the Nakhon Ratchasima province. A temple in Pimai district was holding an ordination ceremony on Friday with traditional music playing just a tad too loud. The noise caused a frenzy in a hive in front of the temple, and a swarm of agitated bees attacked the crowd, resulting in dozens of stings and several injuries. The ceremony was interrupted by the wild bees stinging everyone and causing pandemonium. The person who was becoming a monk at the ceremony had not yet entered the temple when the attack occurred. A local rescue team was called to aid after the bee attack, as many people were reportedly injured. People of all ages, from children to the elderly, were stung during the ceremony. So, why the attack? Most likely, the sound vibrations were loud enough to shake their nest. All right, so bees usually take the shaking of a nest as a sign of aggression. I mean, we've all seen the cartoons, right? The bear shakes the beehive, tries to get the honey, the bees attack. Kind of makes sense. So there's a bit of a scientific background for this. But generally, bees are not so aggressive until they feel threatened. That said, there is a superstition in Thailand. Some people in attendance at the temple may not fully recognize that swarm of attacks as instinctual. Many people view a bee attack as a bad omen or a message of bad luck. So, is this poor monk, ceremony where he was supposed to be ordained as a monk has been marred by this bad luck event of a swarm of bees. So what do you guys think about that one? Let me know, are you afraid of bees? Like, is this something that has a deeper superstitious meaning? Or is this just, you know, normal bee behavior? All right, now I'm going to go back and take a look at the live chat and answer some of your questions. And see what you guys have been talking about here today. So, yes, Jay is down in Phuket. He's working on some projects. That wasn't him yesterday, just losing a lot of weight. He will be back soon. And he will also be joining us remotely to give us an update about what is happening in Phuket. All right. So, yes, girls... on the show, I get it, me and Jay are guys, we're working on that. There's a bit of a transition phase going on right now, in case you guys couldn't tell, but we're doing the best with what we got, and we'll keep you updated as we have new members joining the team, and new guests, which will be joining us over the next couple of weeks. You'll get to meet some new faces. All right, so, thank you guys for the love, I'm seeing it. Now, American pizza, breakfast, barbecue, Chinese food is our best. Slug to the chest. I'm with you. There's nothing beats American-style Chinese food. I used to live in China for 7 years. As soon as I would get off the plane in America, the first thing I would try to go order is some General Tso's chicken, get some egg rolls, and a fortune cookie. Nothing more embarrassing than showing up to China and expecting a fortune cookie at the end of every meal. See, we Americans put our foot in our mouths all the time, and that's just another classic example. Anyways, what else do we have? And barbecue, man. Oh, yeah, I'm from the South. So, Southern barbecue, that ranks up there with the best meats in the world. I'll stand by that. as much as I don't like living in America, boy, visiting and eating and doing all that stuff is quite a blast. All right. What else do we got? Hello from Hollywood. Hello, Dream Mix. Hello, everybody. Cool. All right. Well, I think that'll about do it for today. Whataburger, Cracker Barrels. So you got good taste. But yeah, that's about it for today, guys. Let me know what you think in the comments about all of the stories below. Let me know if you think I'm doing terribly. Please don't. And I'll see you again tomorrow with more updates about what's going on in Thailand. Have a good day, everybody.